This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the best way to make things happen is to become part of the solution. And again, I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me. We had Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly referred to as Zoe, on in the last hour. And, you know, I'd love to have him on some night, maybe for the whole show, all 3 hours. Because I think we can get into some of this stuff a little deeper. And we really need to have these conversations between, you know, all you ever hear from, all you ever told about, is, you know, how Republicans are the racist ones, conservatives are the racist ones, Christians are the racist ones. What if you're a Christian conservative black person? Does that mean you hate yourself? How does it work? I mean, I'm not educated enough to figure it out on my own, apparently. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Biden, again, burns us on the world stage. He, just an amazing guy. He addressed the United Nations, the General Assembly. In this speech, in a real interesting way, he called for the UN to be more inclusive. And my question would be, what do you mean? Look around the room. How much more inclusive can you get than the UN? I think they don't even, I don't even think they know what these words mean anymore. Right? You see, I don't know if I can pull this up or not, because I don't want to listen to, you know, 20 minutes of his gibberish. Yeah, no other way to put it. Let me see if I can get this out.
If you're still committed to a strong foundation for the good of every nation around the world, then the United States wants to work with you. I also believe the time has come for this institution to become more inclusive so that it can better respond to the needs of today's world.
What does that mean, Joey? Become more inclusive in when what? Right? I mean, and you want to hear the height, and I do mean the height, right, of weakness? Listen to the ending of his speech.
For humankind, thank you for tolerance, for listening to me. I appreciate it very much. God bless you all.
Thank you for tolerance in listening to me. I am sure he has something else to say. No question in my mind. But he just really is one of the weakest not just leaders, weakest people I know. Now, Biden's address to the UN comes after he and the First Lady Jill arrived late to Queen Elizabeth's funeral. I mean, we're just hitting all the numbers here, aren't we? He shows up late to Queen Elizabeth, to her funeral. He had to use cue cards to offer his condolences. If he didn't have the cards, he probably wouldn't even have known where he was. He was caught several times playing with his tongue, which is what a lot of, older folks with coming up on dementia do. But nobody seen, again, if it was Trump, the camera would have zoned in on his tongue. We would have saw 3 minutes of him playing with his tongue and then told why that was so bad. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nine Republicans joined the Dems to pass a Presidential Election Reform Act. By the way, totally unconstitutional. These people would read their Constitution, actually understood it, and knew what it said, they would know that this is unconstitutional. So the Democrat-controlled House, they passed the Presidential Election Reform Bill. Numbers were 229 to 203. You know why? Because there were a bunch of Republicans that jumped over and voted for it. Now, I'm not one that believes you should vote party lines. But I don't expect anymore that the Democrats will actually vote how they believe. They're going to vote for or the way that party leadership wants them to vote. Now, Liz Cheney and Zoe Lofgren, both members of the House Select Committee, right, they were the ones that introduced the legislation. Now, parents are viewed as a reform to the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and would make it more difficult for them to subvert the presidential elections. Now, I still don't know what was being subverted that day. They were questioning the votes and the way the votes came in. Right? It was that easy. Goes on to say the bill would narrow the grounds for filing an objection while clarifying that the role of the vice president, who also serves as Senate president, would be purely ceremonial. This was not the way it was supposed to be. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, I was thinking today. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I was thinking while we were on the break, frankly. The guy that, the animal that ran over that 18-year-old kid because of a political conversation. Let that sink in. Because of a political conversation, he was on the same page. This is a Democrat. Ran over a Republican kid, 18 years old. Was mad at him for the way he thought. He's out on $50,000 bail. And yet people who didn't hurt anybody, right, because we heard that from the Democrats, you know, well, why should we do this? They're not hurting anybody. Well, people who didn't hurt anybody on the 6th, on January 6th, are in jail without bail. In some cases, they can't get to their attorneys. They're in solitary. And we're supposed to believe that the system is fair for all. No one is above the law. Right? I mean, how do you figure? No, how do you really figure? I can't buy into it, and I can't believe it. And frankly, it is what's going to cause the Civil War that you've heard people talk about all over again. And this time the fight's going to be for freedom for the conservatives. For believers, if you would. Look at who they're coming after. Look who they're attacking. Look at what they're doing. And the tighter they squeeze, the harder it's going to be to hold on to. Like I've said it before, I'll say it again. The more you pound on Trump, the more you try to take him out because you're looking for something. This was the New York AG. Somebody didn't come to her and say, look at all this stuff that's wrong. She's out looking for stuff. And the stuff now that she's charging him with is going to be easy to fight. They're just going to have to parade 10, 20, 50, 100 developers from New York through the court to say, this is an extremely common practice. The banks know it's done. Nobody's been hurt, ultimately. But it's Trump. He has to pay. He has no choice in the matter. And they're going to keep, and you know what? God bless, if I was him, you know, if you want to get out of this easily, you go to them, you just say, look, I'll pay the fine. I'll help finance your next campaign. I'll back out of politics. Leave me alone. Let me make money. Right? I mean, all this would go away in a heartbeat. They'd leave me alone at that point. You have to tell your people to back down, do what the government tells them, all of that. He'd never do it, but you know what I'm saying. That simple. Only 9 Republican representatives voted in favor of this law that would pretty much neuter the vice president when it came to the Electoral College. Cheney, we already know Kinzinger, right? Peter Maher, Fred Upton of Michigan, Tom Rice of South Carolina, John Katko and Chris Jacobs of New York, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, and Jamie Harar of Washington. All of them have either lost their primaries this summer or for some reason chose not to run again. Really. None of these people, though, will possess any voting power in January 2023. They're done. So I don't know if this is the last ditch shot over the bow. I have no idea. I don't need to know. I don't want to know. Don't care. But it's amazing, again, are we doing what's right for the people? Or are we doing what we believe to be right or to get back at Trump? I don't know. That's the part that irritates most of us. Why the game? Well, as one writer says, and we saw, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was testimony on detransitioning at the in the House today. Did it go anywhere? Probably not. Probably went nowhere. But the mantra seems to be, they don't seem to understand. When you chop it off, you can't put it back on. But really, and these poor girls that they talk into this, these poor girls that at this point in time in their lives may think this is the right thing to do because their parents are telling them, their aunts, their uncles, and some doctor is, and the kids are putting pressure on them, peer pressure. When they find out in their early 20s that they can't give birth anymore and they want to go back, you've devastated them. You've just devastated them. Vanderbilt University Medical Center, actually many other hospitals, they're coming under fire for pushing gender reassignment. I played that clip for you tonight that showed you that the gender reassignment surgeries are extremely profitable. Even the person giving the speech was talking about how much money you make from these things. Now, when doctors perform these procedures on children, they're causing harm that they can't turn around, that they can't fix. Really? No, seriously. Now, anyone involved in the process should really, I gotta tell you, should go to jail for this. When you see these kids that have gone through this, that have been put through this, the look on their face, the pain on their face, it's not right. It's not fair to them. They do not know what's going on. They may be having a moment, and they think that this is what they want to do, and you parents are going along with it just because you don't want them to feel bad about themselves. And then later on, they're devastated to find out they can't reproduce. How's that working out? Right? What's that all about? I guess you're okay with that. It's just amazing. And again, they are. They're making big bucks on this. Now, VUFC is mutilating children, changing their lives forever. Because as you know, when you chop it off, you can't put it back on. We've had one or two transgenders on the show. Walt Heyer, one of the most famous ones, but definitely one of the most outspoken ones. He's been on the show, and he talked about how emotionally distraught he was to begin with. So it was easy to talk him into it, move him in that direction. But he wanted to go back. He couldn't find a soul to help him. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. In addition to a disaster declaration, Biden is authorizing complete restoration efforts.
100% funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration,
and shelter and food for the month.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is responding to statements made by McDonald's CEO about the crime in Chicago. He said the city is in crisis. The mayor responding by saying the fast food executive should educate himself more before speaking. There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. You know how it goes. You know what I keep saying. Apparently I have to say it for a reason, though, don't I? No, really. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Honestly, I do. So... The big thing, I won't say the big thing, but it's almost like this thing with abortion, it's the left has to make it such a big issue that it seems to be like it's the only issue. But that's not at all what the polls show. Polls show that abortion is like ninth on the issue, on the issues list for most women, on both sides of the aisle. It's security and feeding their families. Right? That's what the big part of this is. If they can feed their families, right? If they can make sure they, you know, got enough money to pay their bills, put some money away for the kids so the kids can go to the college. Right? Then they're happy. They feel safe. They feel secure. If they know they're going, you know, they know when their kids go to school, they're going to be safe and come home fine. Then again, you've got to win. That's what they want. If you told them, if you sat with them, look, I can't guarantee that abortion is going to be knock down to 15 weeks or whatever it is that Graham wants, which frankly is what the national average is. But I can't guarantee that we'll spend this much on your kid's security, this much on your kid's education, this much on giving your parents more control. If I said all of that, they'll go with that. They'll go with the people that will give them more, I won't say control, but more access to education, their kids' education. A whole different animal. The other stuff they feel like they can work on, and it is not the end of the world. Really that simple for them. Another good one. I love these stories when they crop up. Men can get pregnant, according to a large percentage of Democrat voters. Now, polls as of late show that nearly one-fourth of the members of a party, the party of Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, AOC, and so many more, believe that men can get pregnant. Now, commentary at PJ Media, it actually took no prisoners in the response. They went on to say, obviously, the overwhelming majority of Americans don't think that men can get pregnant, nor do they believe unicorns are real or that pigs can fly. But when you blithering idiots and ideological nutcases in charge of regulating language, some real strange things happen. I mean, look, I started a show in, I think, 09 or something like that. Yeah, 08, 09, whatever. And I was talking about this then when I saw what they were doing. How they were absconding with the language. And I said, people, if you let them take the language away from us, if you let them define what it means, we'll lose the battle. Actually, we'll lose the war. Because they'll decide what it means. They'll decide what the words mean. They'll decide what's okay or not okay based on the language. The Daily Wire has reported on the results of a new poll. They did it around August 22nd through the 25th. They found 22% of Democrats agree with the statement, some men can get pregnant. Further, a whopping 36% of white college-educated female Democrats, said men can get pregnant. Now, following the science, the true science, that's impossible. Under the transgender ideology being pushed widely these days, a woman can simply say she's a man. Right? Therefore, if she says she's a man, she gets pregnant, then they'll say a man got pregnant. When do we go back to biology? That's what I want to know. When do we start doing, really following science? Overall, few Americans think they can get pregnant. Right? But 36% of the core Democrats, college-educated white Democrat women, and one out of every five Democrat voters believe this. Now, you can see why some of the Democrats, or the Democrat leaders for that matter, are coddling the radical gender theory movement. Because the number's not small. The Daily Wire reported the poll underscores the left's growing embrace of radical gender theory, that biological sex doesn't dictate gender. People born female can later identify as male while retaining the ability to reproduce. This is where men can get pregnant. So, are they mad at the terms? Are they mad at the science? I'm trying to figure this out. No, really. Two women sleeping together, two men sleeping together, can't produce a baby. How do they rectify that? How do they mentally fix that? Now, a Pew Research poll found that about 5% of young adults in the U.S. believe it's possible to identify into a gender that differs from their biological sex. So what does that do with science? I wonder if science and biology, if they actually tell you what the DNA markers are and how they dictate what and who you are. They dictate what and what your hair color is going to be, what your eyes color is going to be. You know, it's all part of an agenda that has a wide range of leftist Marxists insisting that there are pregnant people, birthing parents. These cut out women entirely. They cut out the woman and man scenario. They cut out the mom and dad. It's just amazing. In the report, Harmeet Kaur, who writes culture stories for the CNN, She claimed that some trans men and non-binary people could also get pregnant, as can cis girls and trans boys. I don't know. The PJ Media commentary said that in actuality, those pushing radical gender theories are well aware that only someone with a uterus can get pregnant and give birth. Do you want to start calling them uterus people? Hi. This is Mrs. Uterus. I mean, how do you do this? How far will they go with it? How ludicrous will they get? Article went on to say, in actuality, those pushing radical gender theory are well aware that only someone with a uterus can get pregnant, can give birth. Right? They say they aren't women as men, right? Because it's hard to sell it. I find it interesting when they know it's awkward, when they know it's weird, when they know it doesn't make sense, they still run forward with it. Seriously, that to me makes no sense. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. You got to get involved. Got to get engaged. Got to get a little learned. Right? Best way to go. And once you get the information, then sell it. You know what I mean by that. Go out and speak it. Talk to people about it. You'll switch them in conversation. You won't switch them in yelling at them. You agree with that? You got to be able to have open conversation with these people. All right. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also sign up for the weekly newsletters. There's a box that says sign up here. Go ahead and sign up in the box. I don't sell email addresses. I don't sell any of that stuff. We'll take a look and see what happens. Always appreciate the time with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Don't see your host. We are back. We're listening to the Don't See Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And the way you do that is get informed, right? So, the detransitioning stuff, we've talked about this a couple of times. I know, it seems like it is the month of, you know, detransitioning transgender and abortions. Because right, they're just everywhere in the news. And we really do, you really do have to help these people out. A lot of them don't really know. They don't understand what they're getting into. They don't understand the long-term effects of what's going on. Really. And I don't know if some of you heard this the other night about the fact that Mayor came out, Bill Maher, I'm sorry, not Mayor, but Maher, who seems, look, first of all, he's not moving into the conservative realm. He's actually moving more towards an original, the original liberal types. All right? For those of you who have been following politics for a while, or you know, and you believe, and you pay attention, this is exactly what they used to believe. This is how they used to believe. You don't hurt kids in any way. If there's a chance it's going to hurt the kid at all, you don't do it. But he claimed that parents are so scared of the kids being indoctrinated by critical race theory and transgender ideology in America that the schools, that they're not going to vote for former President Trump despite thinking he's a creep. Now, the comedian, the host of Real Time with Bill Maher, he made remarks during the latest segment of his recorded post-show discussions, right? During the 50-minute-long panel, Maher told his guests, country music singer Trace Adkins, journalist Julie Loft, historian John Meacham, that the left-wing propaganda is so predatory towards American children that parents will be forced to vote for Trump and any one of his allies to help their kids. They will do it. Even if they hate Republicans, they'll do it to protect their kids. Now, some will say, they'll, at the very last minute, they'll have a change of heart. They'll work out a plan to make sure you know they've had a change of heart. Towards the end of the discussion, Loft observed that, Trump's negative aspects weren't bad enough for people to dissuade them from voting for him. He went on to say that voting for or against Trump depends on what your priority is. Right? He said that he thinks the two biggest things are the environment and democracy. He said those are my two big things. But then he went on to give him the perspective of those in the public schools, which is true. See, I used to say this and people got mad at me. It's like, we don't matter. Individually, when it comes to stuff like this, we don't matter. You need to get a coalition and a team behind you and push for your kids. Fight for your kids. He said, I don't have kids. I know people say, I have, and I don't like it when they come home and say, they divide a class day into oppressors and oppressed. If I change my sex, I don't have to tell my parents. That's what kids in elementary school are learning. Why is that going on? Right? Why is it even a discussion piece? So you really want to get down. I say the same thing. We are, I don't know what the number is now, but it used to feel like we were 42nd in the world now in math, science, those kind of things. We used to be among the top five. And yet we're willing to go out of our way to teach little kids about sexual and gender issues. Makes no sense whatsoever. We're doing the same thing with our military. Teaching them not to use him and her, mom and dad, girlfriend, boyfriend. Really? Because when you're in the trenches, that's important that you don't misgender somebody, right? This is where we're going. This is how ridiculous it's become. He also stated that it makes people go, I agree with Donald Trump as a creep. He's everything wrong that I can think of. But you know what? I have other considerations. I have other things to think about. He admonished Trump opposed liberals who refuse to empathize with his perspective that you have a problem. And it also means you have contempt and you hate half the country. That will get us nowhere. He went on and remarked on the current political divide in America. He said, I think we've crossed the line, especially with this question. How do we walk it back? How do we fix it? How do we get on the same page with it? Right? You have people looking at each other going, I hate what you believe so much, I can't live with you. I hate what you believe so much, I won't be part of your family anymore. I hate what you believe so much, I'm even going to move out of the same town you live in. It's nuts. Right? And it's not going to stop until we stop teaching it in school, until we stop allowing it to go on in our daily lives at the places we go, the people we hang with. I don't know how you, I do not know how you guys do it. Really, with a straight face, I don't know how you allow it to go along with a straight face and think it's going to straighten, because you must think it's going to straighten itself out. You have to. Or you'd be much more involved. Much more tuned, much more added, if you would. Spoke to a group of people last night. It's one of the things I said to them. Stop blaming the trustees, the Board of Education. You can blame them for a lot. But where were you? Where were you supporting those people you voted in? Where were you supporting those people that are watching over your kids, your tax dollars, and those buildings? I have to say it again. Where are you? Because you don't just stop when we get elected. You need to hold our feet to the fire. Sometimes you need to come and support us. You know, holding our feet to the fire isn't enough. You've got to be there to push back on those that come and try to paint us into a corner. So you need to make sure that you're there to support us. Back us up. Hold our feet to the fire. Tell us what we're doing if you believe it's wrong or against what we said we were going to do. We're not listening to the people. It's a common thing. It's the most common thing I've heard in the last few weeks. Especially, I should say. And there's no reason for it. Absolutely none. Anyway, 855-ROLD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. There's no way around it. You know that already. Right? And then Stacey Abrams. You heard this, right? Talked about this earlier. Right, no such thing as a 6 week? 6 week or 8 week? I don't know which. 6 week or 8 week human heartbeat. It's manufactured. Why? Because we want to pull one over on you. We want to make you look bad. We want to make it so that you'll do exactly what we tell you to do. Oh, God bless. This is just the, let me get this up because there's two different versions of this, what I find totally interesting. Now, one news source, I won't tell you, I'm not going to give you the names of news sources because you say, well, of course it came from there or came from there or whatever. Stacey Everett says there's no such thing as a 6 week fatal heartbeat. The sound is manufactured. Yeah, let that sink in. At an event at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center in Atlanta, Abrams claimed that the sound of such fetal heartbeats is manufactured by men seeking to take control of women. And all the uninformed, uneducated people decided to clap on that, right? Now, Abrams seemed to be referring to the Georgia pro-life law that was passed. The Georgia legislation known as the Living Infants Fairness Equality Act. Look, they used all their words. This should be a non-issue. It bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, sometimes as early as 6 weeks. I did not know this. But they can operate on a baby that's 12 weeks old, 12 to 15 weeks, right in there. And you know what they have to do at 12 to 15 weeks? Anybody? Let it sink in for a second. You want to operate on somebody, what do you have to do? You have to give them anesthesia so they don't feel the pain, right? That's why you would give them that. That's what they do to the babies in the womb. If they didn't feel pain, then why do they give them anesthesia? Just amazing. The Georgia law includes exceptions for rape and incest. As long as there was a valid police report filed. You know, it's just amazing how they keep fighting this, keep pushing on this, because it's not really a life. And some will say it's a life, don't care if it's a life. Joe Messina, your host, you are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Come on back, another hour of me that you have to put up with right after this.